Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is for the exclusive use of Financial Supermarkets member institutions. It begins now.
Greetings, FSI member institutions. I'm Dave Martin, and I am happy to be back with you for just a few minutes today to talk about a factor that I believe will make or break bank branches, both in stores and standalone branches, in the future. I recently made a statement to a branch manager group that gave me a feeling of deja vu. It happened while I was discussing strategy changes that banks are making with their branch networks. I suggested to the group of managers that in order to save their branches, they needed to leave their branches more often. Now, I wasn't suggesting that their individual branches were on the chopping block or that all branches are in peril. I do believe, however, that the branch landscape is going to be shaken up over the next few years like few have ever seen, as customer patterns and preferences evolve and the viable service area of each branch expands. Our branch networks will evolve as well. Certain branches will survive and thrive, while others in these same markets may not be long for this world. I believe one of the driving factors in some branches succeeding where others fail is not on enough bankers' radars. These branches will not primarily succeed or fail because of their design, their technology, or even their location. Sure, those things matter. But experience tells me that branches will succeed or fail not primarily because of those factors, but because of the activity or inactivity of their bankers. The deja vu flashback I had was to a time, well, 2 decades ago, when I first found myself preaching a similar message to in-store locations. It was relatively common to find branches inside stores with very high traffic counts, seemingly unable to grow their businesses. I'd often find in-store branch cynics at some institutions citing high shopper numbers and low new account numbers as proof that in-store locations were not viable. I mean, how could it be that they could provide the most convenient branch possible for thousands of people shopping a store each week and yet not have customers lined up at their counters? The point I made time and time again was that the thousands of shoppers inside of their stores were not actively shopping for what their branches offered. People shop a grocery store because they ran out of or were running low on groceries. Customers did not run out of or run low on their current financial institution. Visiting many of these locations, you'd find well-trained and competent employees. The problem was that you typically always knew where to find them. They were usually behind teller lines or sitting in those small offices. These folks were in a totally reactive position, waiting for customers to discover them. They were more than capable of explaining why their branches were the best choice for shoppers. Unfortunately, those conversations were not happening nearly as often as they should. One of the questions I began asking folks was, how many people did you speak with today that don't already bank with you? That one piece of information typically told me all I needed to know about why most underperforming branches were underperforming. When we were able to motivate bankers to step out and simply interact with people, they became relevant to shoppers, and their sales production increased. The most surprising thing to many bankers was that their most productive conversations didn't sound anything like what most would call a sales pitch. Simply stepping out and making new acquaintances and friends exponentially raised customers' awareness and interest in these financial institutions. I've stated for some time that the banking industry is becoming more in-store-like each year. No, all branches are not moving into retail spaces. However, new branches are physically smaller. The employee headcounts in most branches are approaching in-store branch levels as well. Above all, branch teams are increasingly being asked to be proactive in initiating conversations and fostering relationships outside the walls of a branch. There is a night and day difference in a person's view of a bank or credit union if they've actually had face-to-face interactions with one of its employees. The same branch a potential customer or member may have walked by or driven by 1,000 times takes on a different level of awareness once they associate it with an actual friendly banker. A face-to-face interaction and personal invitation to visit with a banker in a nearby branch tends to have far more impact than any marketing or branding exercise. In an increasingly technology-driven industry, the quality of the bankers in our branches matters more, not less. they will remain our last true differentiators. Our people cannot differentiate, however, if potential customers and members simply never interact with them. Buildings will not distinguish one financial institution from another, but people will. Make sure yours are out and interacting in your stores and in the communities you hope to serve. Until next time, FSI member institutions, I'm Dave Martin, wishing you and your teams continued success. Have a great day.
The Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is a copywritten work of Financial Supermarkets Incorporated. Any unauthorized reproduction, distribution, or use is strictly prohibited.